Okay, Tony, so how would you assess that match?
That's been very difficult the last few weeks, and I think tonight summed it up. We had created probably enough chances to win the game. They probably created more. I think they deservedly took the 3 points in the end up. I don't know about the penalty, but again, you get a penalty decision one day and it goes against you the next. It just seems to be whenever you seem to be sort of down, you don't get them decisions for you. We had a few, I suppose, 50-50 calls in the second half and didn't get them, but look, again, it's just disappointing. It's another game, it's no points, and I was going to say move on, but I think the break is coming at a good time for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, you feel like the squad could do with the break to recharge the batteries?
Look, it's been, again, it's what, the first week in pre-season started the first week in January. It's what are we going now, 5 months straight, 5.5, 6 months even. It's had its moments. We had performance-wise, at the start of the season, we was relatively good. We weren't getting results. Then we strung 6 or 7 games in a row. We went unbeaten, and then again we've lost a few key players, like Conor Turris, leader at the back, Dara, our number 9, and then I suppose suspensions and stuff in between, but that's part and parcel of football. And all in all, it's been a very, very disappointing first half of the season, or half of the season.
And when you look at that table, you must still feel confident, like you said, a good run of games can shoot you up that table pretty quickly.
Yeah, like we've been talking about it all week. We played Bray, 7 or 8 games in, and we were above them, and then the next thing, they've strung 8 or 9 results unbeaten. I think they actually won 7 or 8 of them, and you see where they are now. Look, they've a lot of great young players, a few older experienced heads along with them. They play a great style of football and it suits them. I suppose you look at a few of the likes of, is it O'Neill on the right wing, and the two Knights, like, there's a lot of talent there. We have a lot of talented young players in our squad too, but again, on other nights they've been a positive note for us, but unfortunately tonight we're on the other end of the wrong result.
And I suppose it was a very good start going ahead after 9 minutes, but I suppose Bray were just kind of very relentless in the way they were kind of attacking all the time, I guess.
Yeah, look, they're a good side. They play, I suppose they try and play on the front foot. They, even before we scored, they had a few sort of half chances. We had a couple of clear or a couple of good blocks in the 6-yard box. I felt we sort of started to come into the game, and then we scored early on. And again, it's difficult. You go 1-0 up. You're not saying you drop back straight away, but you start to retreat a bit. And again, I think the first two goals were disappointing on our behalf. First goal, he cuts in down the line too easy. Comes across the box, and I think it takes a deflection and goes in. Second one's a penalty decision. Again, I'm not going to say anything about it because I'll have to see it back. To me, it didn't look a penalty. Other boys said it was, but you get some, you don't get the others. And then the third goal, same thing. It's a ball played back, lays the box. Your man shoots. It's blocked. It's a great block. Also, man at the back post. But look, I think we just have to take the break as well as we can, recharge the batteries, keep into some shape, and come back and hopefully start from the ground running up.